Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, is a range of complex neurodevelopmental disorders. Experts estimate that 1 out of 88 children will have an ASD. That's 1% of the population of children in the U.S., or 1 in 88 births. Raising an autistic child is wrought with challenges, one of the biggest being information. Answers to day-to-day questions like when or even can my child dress themselves, and bigger issues such as school. Recently, I talked with one local family about what it's like to live with an autistic child. Monica Gersani's 8-year-old son, Brock, has been diagnosed with autism. I asked her about that life-changing event.
Oh, wow, yeah. He was diagnosed. That took a long time. That process itself was huge. We knew when he was 2 something was not quite right. It was off. Doctors all told me he was fine. It was nothing. I just started researching more, and autism just kept popping up. All of the symptoms, everything. We were evaluated 3 different times. They all told me he was fine. Finally went to Orlando and met a doctor over there, and within 10 minutes, she said, most definitely, it's autism. So I was pregnant with my 3rd at the time, so it was huge. Just, I mean, at that moment in time, I can't even describe in words.
The Gersanis also have 3 other children. The whole family has to work together and sometimes make sacrifices to accommodate Brock. Monica told me about his treatment.
Oh, my gosh. When it first began, we were running around trying to find the best thing to do. And what we have found is ABA, Applied Behavior Analysis, and best is 30 to 40 hours a week. But it's about 40, 50 an hour. Insurance doesn't pay for much of any of that. So the first 2 years we did in home for 30 hours a week with a private therapist who was a grad student at FIT. And she was amazing, amazing. She practically lived with us. She was a part of the family. About $30,000 a year we ended up just in her alone. That's not speech, OT, occupational therapy, any other things, medications or any of that that they need. Now he goes to school. Through friends, found a school in Orlando, Quest Kids Academy. 3 years now, we've been commuting back and forth every day. My husband gets up every day and drives him over. They leave at 7. He gets to school by 8:30 it starts, and we pick him up at 1:50 he gets out. Gas and tolls alone were at $1,200 a month, just in that. His tuition is $15,000 a year. It's insane, the cost. It's insane. And insurance doesn't pay for a whole lot of it. You know, it's school, so even Brock being at school all day, we're seeing huge holes. He's getting the academics, but he's not getting, I mean, the things we take for granted, feeding yourself, showering yourself, brushing your own teeth. He's 8, and he's moderate function. Every little thing we take for granted, just that we know how to do, and these kids, they can't do it.
14-year-old Bryce Gersani is a bright homeschooled teen with an exceptional talent in watercolors. His grandmother has been selling the paintings to help out with expenses that insurance doesn't cover.
It was actually originally my grandmother's idea. I brought home the first painting, and as soon as she saw that one, she started kind of talking about it. Her idea was to sell the paintings to help raise money for my brother who has autism, Brock, and just to help with gas money, school money, just all that kind of stuff for him, because it is a big financial burden. She sells them at their dog boarding kennel. Just a little display in the lobby. A couple paintings ended up selling, and a couple more sold, and here we are.
Monica said she thought her mother's idea to sell Bryce's paintings was crazy, but figured they didn't have anything to lose.
And they started selling and selling, and it was like, oh my gosh. So we started the Facebook page. It's Bryce Paints for Brock. That's the name of Bryce Paints for Brock. Simple. It comes in waves, but any $15 is huge, you know, and it adds up. Every little bit has helped tremendously. I know it was a reason that this all happened to us, and I've been very, 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 very blessed. Found places, schools, therapists, so I keep trying to help and to reach out, and I just haven't found the right outlet to get to all the parents. So I email and call as much as I can. Our hope, we just keep hoping and praying that something will come. It's been quite an ordeal. We make it work. Everyone says, what has autism given you? I would give it all away, but it did show me and teach my kids some amazing things, our whole family. But it stinks. It's not a good thing. It's very, really not. That's what I wish more parents would have told me. Just give them a pill and make it all better. And my parents are like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. Really? You're not thinking it, you know, about your own? Who would not? So, I don't know. Something will come, a way that we can help everybody else who's had all the questions we have. somehow.
To see photos of Brock and Bryce and link to their Facebook page, go to WFIT.org. For WFIT, this is Terry Wright.